The 1932 short film Boo was a lighthearted comedic spoof of classic horror films of the era. Directed by Albert Dumond and released by Universal Pictures, the film was intended as a parody that poked fun at the scares of Hollywood's most iconic monsters. Although it delighted audiences upon release, Boo has since become a piece of lost media, with no known copies of the film surviving in archives or private collections. This is Land of the Lost Boo. The film reportedly featured scenes from Universal's earlier horror classics, such as Frankenstein, 1931, The Cat Creeps, 1930, and Nosferatu, 1922, the latter likely used without official rights. These clips were re-edited and overlaid with comedic narration, designed to mock their dramatic tone and eerie atmosphere. The narrator, whose voice acted as the humorous counterpoint to the otherwise dark and gothic imagery, delivered tongue-in-cheek commentary, transforming the chills into chuckles. Boo, self-aware humor and satirical approach made it a precursor to modern horror-comedy hybrids, similar in spirit to Mystery Science Theater, 3000 or parody films like Scary Movie decades later. Upon its release, Boo was screened as a comedy short before feature films. Contemporary reviews noted its clever editing and amusing juxtaposition of scary visuals with absurd commentary. Some film historians suggest that its success helped pave the way for Universal's continued exploration of horror-comedy hybrids, influencing later projects like Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, 1948. Like many films from the early 20th century, Boo fell victim to the industry's lack of archival foresight. Early film reels were often printed on nitrate stock, a highly flammable and chemically unstable material. Many films were either destroyed in studio fires, discarded due to lack of perceived value, or simply deteriorated over time. Additionally, as a short parody film, Boo may not have been prioritized for preservation. Comedy shorts, especially those utilizing footage from other films, were often considered ephemeral entertainment rather than cultural artifacts worth saving. Despite being lost, Boo remains a subject of fascination for film enthusiasts and horror historians. Its creative use of pre-existing material to create something fresh and funny highlights the early days of film editing as a comedic tool. While no known copies of the film exist, promotional materials, reviews, and accounts from the time ensure its place in cinematic history. Rumors occasionally surface about potential surviving prints, particularly among private collectors or forgotten archives, but no verified discoveries have been made. Until a copy is uncovered, Boo will remain a tantalizing mystery, a vanished gem of early horror comedy.